Hey everyone, this is Tony Reeves, and this is a Reeves Reflection. Today I want to talk to you about the power of emptying your cup. Now, I don't know how many of you have heard this whole phrase about your cup, you know, emptying your cup and so forth. It's kind of those Zen discussions, but let me kind of tell you what I mean by this for my purposes. It's allowing yourself to, I'm not going to say purge, I'm going to say allowing yourself to take your metaphysical, psychological, whatever big word you want to use, basically take yourself, your vessel, and remove yourself away from what you've learned to allow yourself to learn something completely different and new to give you a greater chance to grow. And I can tell you, I had that experience. And it brings me to the system of, you know, my karate system, which is referred to as Upkudu. And I remember when I started training in it, that it was so funny because my teacher, Master Ann Racky, I've been with her for 20 plus years, but when she and I first started and so forth, she was teaching me the system, and she was at the time the only pupil and the star pupil for Grandmaster Gary Lee Baker, or AKA the Human Tornado. This was the system that he established. And I remember going to a tournament, and it was like, I, you know, the way they did in their system is that if you're a black belt, like, you know, I had planned on starting from scratch, and his philosophy, you know, I had a black belt from another system, and so I was ready to come in as a white belt and start all over again. And his thing was, that is not right, because, you know, he had seen this before, where you see people come in and they would learn new systems and they would go and start from the very beginning. And he would say, you know, that's not fair, because they these would be the people who would go to tournaments and be fighting in the white belt and yellow belt division, but they have a black belt in another martial arts. So clearly they're such, from an expertise standpoint, even though they may not have an expertise in that system, they still have an expertise in another system that they can apply to this system. It's not fair to them. So his philosophy is, you come in, you learn some foundational things, and then after a particular period of testing, then you start at black belt. But that's not his way of saying you're a black belt. You're basically starting at the foundation level of being a black belt. Meaning, he's saying, you now have done enough to show me that you're now ready to learn what it means to be a black belt. So the black belt doesn't mean you've got the black belt, so you know, or you've mastered everything behind you. What he's effectively flipped, he's flipped the script and says, you wearing a black belt means you're ready to learn everything that's in front of you. Different philosophy. Never had that experience before. But what was fascinating was when I went to this first tournament. And again, let me, for those of you who are listening, I actually trained 4 years in high school in Taekwondo. So I had a black belt in Taekwondo, and then I got from when I was 13 to 17. At this particular point in time, I'm like 29. So I'd been out of the way from Taekwondo for about over a decade. And I went to this one tournament. And his style, the Upkudu style of fighting, was very, very different from what I was used to. Extremely different in terms of, I mean, what I mean by different, everything different in terms of where the hands were placed, different in terms of weight balance on your legs, a lot of things that I had to unlearn. And so I remember going to this tournament, and it was the first time, I think I'd only been in Upkudu for about a year. I got my black belt, and so I'm going and I'm fighting in the men's middleweight division, and there was this one particular fighter, and Grandmaster was there. And so Grandmaster was there, Master Racky was there, she was sensei at the time, and they're watching me. And let me be the first to tell you, this guy beat the brakes off of me. He beat the brakes off me. It wasn't even sexy how much he was whipping me in that day. I mean, he was doing aerial kicks to hit upside my head. He was hitting me at will. He was hitting me in so many places so quickly and so fast that people were cheering. And I literally was embarrassed, because I had never gotten whipped like that before. I'm not saying I was a champion fighter and I was winning all the time, but this was my first time. And here's another thing that you need to also be aware of. I was fighting in what's called an open tournament. So I was fighting in a style I had never seen before. In open tournaments, you're fighting every other style. It doesn't matter what style you're facing. You could be Taekwondo facing somebody who's Tang Sudo, who may be facing somebody who's Kung Fu, who's facing somebody who's Tai Ho Ru, somebody who's Wing Chun, you know, somebody's Gojo Ru. It's just, you know, you just don't know what you're facing and so forth. But at the end of the day, you know, my master used to always say, it's a kick is a kick, it's a punch is a punch. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. But in this particular instance, it was embarrassing. And you would say to yourself, well, what was the embarrassing part about it? Well, maybe you were facing a fighter that was a greater fighter than you. It was embarrassing because I spent all of my time trying to make the system work. Like, I was trying to use what I was learning from my new system to fight this guy, and I didn't have a mastery of it. I mean, just a mastery of the basics and so forth, and it was frustrating me. So I was trying to use everything, and I was getting tagged all over the place. And I can still remember coming off the mat, frustrated, angry, disappointed in myself because I felt like I represented the school badly. I felt like I made myself look bad. I felt like I made my teacher look bad. I just really felt like the lowest piece of dirt on the earth at that point in time. And then, Grandmaster sees me. He's watching this whole fight unfold. And here's a man who has literally professionally fought for years. This guy was ranked number one in the world, light heavyweight and so forth. He was number one ranked in the U.S. Open. I mean, we're talking about a guy who is from the Chuck Norris, Bill Superfoot, Wallace, Joe Lewis, those guys, that genre of basically kicking butt and taking names. And so he's walking to me, and I'm fully expecting him to tell me, give me my belt back because you were just hot garbage. And he comes to me, and he says, you did an awesome job. Grandmaster is really proud of you. Now, let me just be clear as I'm sucking my teeth. My home training and my Southern upbringing had me not say what I was truly wanting to say. Because my first thought was to say to Grandmaster, all due respect, either you fallen and bumped your head or you smoking on something that you need to share with me. Because I don't know what you saw out there, but I was out there looking like hot garbage. And at that particular point, I'm looking at him and I remember telling him, I'm saying, Grandmaster, I did horribly. What are you talking about? I don't understand. This is exactly what he said to me. He said, and it's amazing because you're like, how long ago did he say it? I said, he said this to me, and it lets you know how many years ago this was and so forth. So this was like, you know, we're talking like, this was in 1999 at the time, or 2000. So we're talking over 20 years ago, and I still remember him saying, he said, the fact that you were willing to go on the mat and in the ring against a champion fighter and try to use this system was the most successful thing you could have done. I was like, huh? I still didn't get it. He said, because you were willing to empty your cup to try something new, and when things got tough, you didn't revert back. So for him, the success wasn't the fact that I got on the mat. It wasn't the fact that I fought or how badly I fought in my mind. It was he wanted to see, are you committed to learning a new system? And that's what was the win for him, is that I was willing to go into a fighting arena to demonstrate my commitment to a new system. Even though I had not mastered even the fundamentals yet, I still was willing to take the little knowledge that Sensei Master Aki was showing me and try to put it into application and use. And I didn't revert back. The success was I didn't revert back. In other words, I poured my cup out of all of my previous martial arts training. I didn't lose the skills, but just my training and philosophies, because I was willing to demonstrate that I was accepting of something I had never experienced before. He's right. At the guy who was kicking, it wasn't like the guy was a better kicker than me. I could have easily employed my kicks in a manner that was consistent with the training that I received when I was in Taekwondo years ago. I could have tried to use my hands from what I learned in Taekwondo years ago. However, that fighting philosophy was not being taught in the school that I was in. And it was important for me to be able to, in order for me to grow, I had to be willing to say to myself that I can't have two things intertwined. I have to take this information and commit to this so that this way I can grow. Shockingly enough, four years later, I would end up using that exact same system to become a grand champion in a tournament. And if you would have told me, I think this was in 2000, if you would have told me in 2000 that 4 years later I'd be grand champion, I probably wouldn't have believed you. But Grandmaster was effectively saying to me that it's important that you were willing to put your faith and your trust, your faith in your teacher to go out there and trust that you had the skills to be able to compete, and you did not revert back. And that told me a lot, because that also told me how many times have we found ourselves in a position that whenever we have ourselves learning something new, that when times get a little tough, we revert back to what we know, not trusting that maybe that new knowledge can get you much further than the old knowledge. And that was the biggest thing that I got from that day. He may not have realized it, but that phrase itself did two things for me. One, it let me know it was time for me to put in work, and I was really excited that I had somebody who was going to show it to me. And two, it let me know that I had the ability to empty my own vessel and allow myself to grow in a different direction. Trust me, the directions that I've gone from my life as a result of that opened doors for me in ways I didn't realize. So think about it like this. When you find yourself in a situation where you're thinking that you want to learn something new, remember, your cup is only big enough to hold so much new knowledge. Don't clutter it and try to force new knowledge in with old knowledge that needs to be moved out of the way. Empty your cup out and allow yourself to explore receiving new knowledge that can make you greater than what you are already. Let me be clear. I'm not here today. Had it not been from a lot of those lessons, not only just from law school, but a lot of those lessons that I learned going to karate and going with my teacher and listening to them share with me things about myself that I didn't know existed. And I could always tell you about other things, but that was the most powerful point for me. That was the first time that I'd ever been told in my life that losing a match point-wise, getting embarrassed by someone, was probably the best thing in the world for me, because it let me know my cup was empty and it was ready to be filled. This is Tony Reeves, everyone, and that was my reflection.